This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch. Before we begin our next story, an Olympic spoiler alert. If you plan to tune in to tonight's telecast, you might want to plug your ears. We're talking about men's downhill skiing, and today American Bodie Miller was back on the podium. He took the bronze medal in the men's downhill, finishing less than a tenth of a second behind Didier Defago of Switzerland. This was the first alpine skiing event of the Vancouver Games. Weather led to a series of delays. NPR's Howard Berkus is with us from Whistler, home of the alpine competition. And Howard, let's start with Bodie Miller. There were a lot of hopes riding on him 4 years ago at the Olympics in Turin. He did not medal. Different story this time around.
Yes, this is a good start for Bodie Miller to the 2010 Olympics, likely his last. He's got several events to go, and by getting on the podium this time, he gains confidence. He's had this mixed record, as you mentioned, not doing that well in Torino, not finishing in Nagano, two silver medals in Salt Lake City, so he's hoping to regain that. And one of the things he talked about today after the race was how rejoining the U.S. ski team was something that helped center him on his skiing. He said for him, it's always been about the skiing. Even though 4 years ago it seemed to be about partying too, he today reaffirmed this notion that for him it is about the skiing, and that rejoining the U.S. ski team helped reinforce that with him by being around his teammates and the U.S. coaches, by not being on his own. And he said it was an atmosphere that was very supportive and an atmosphere that will help him do well here.
Yeah, with a bronze medal. Now, the downhill, Howard, was originally scheduled for this past Saturday. It was moved to today because of rain and fog. What kind of condition was the course in?
The course was better than it has been. At least it wasn't slush and corn snow, which has been a problem on this course in the last few days. The weather here has been, you know, unusually warm and really wet, not very wintry. And that's made it very difficult to get the schedule in line with what they had hoped for. But what we heard from the racers, too, as they came off the course, was that while it was more solid and it wasn't soft, there were bumps in the course. And also the light changed during the day. The sun came out later in the day, and those skiers who came later in their runs had the benefit of seeing those bumps better. Bodie Miller was not one of them, and that may be one of the things that slowed him down in the last part of the course. That's where he did slow down.
Mm. Now, Bodie Miller, one big name on the U.S. ski team, another arguably bigger name, Lindsey Vonn. She has been worried about a bad shin injury, Howard. She took a practice run today. How'd it go?
Didn't seem to go well. She complained after the run that she was in quite a bit of pain, that the run was hard on her shin. She didn't say that she wouldn't be skiing in the women's downhill on Wednesday, but she still is struggling with this injury, and this is a big problem for her that doesn't seem to be going away quickly. She had a lot of rest because of these delays. We were all thinking, you know, that would help get that shin healed, but she had nothing good to say about her skiing today, about the pain that she felt as she came down the course, so we're wondering what's going to happen.
Okay, NPR's Howard Berkus talking with us from Whistler, covering the Vancouver Olympics. Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.